The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. It's wonderful to be together today. As a church family, we are always on a mission. As Christians, we always have a path. That means that our lives begin somewhere, that we are called to live in a specific way, and that means that everything we do, every church that is built, every sacrament that is celebrated, every time the Scriptures are proclaimed, every day we have of life, everything has a single purpose. And the purpose of our life, the purpose of the church, the purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit we have received is so that we may be one with God, not only in this life, but in the next. My brothers and sisters, this is the first day of the new liturgical year for the church. It is our new year. And the church begins with waking us up a little bit by reminding us that our hearts are not to become drowsy, that we are not to become weighed down by the anxieties, the difficulties, the stress, and the worries of our daily lives, because Jesus Christ is coming. My brothers and sisters, Christ is coming for us. Our redemption is at hand. And our hearts need to grow in holiness and in simplicity to prepare to receive Him. Our Gospel today, our Lord gives us two sides that we should always contemplate and make our own in our hearts and our prayer. And that is that His coming again, His coming as the just judge and King and victor, is first of all and above everything else a cause of hope. If God is love, if Jesus Christ has attained the victory, if He is truly the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world, who now is the light of the heavenly, the New Jerusalem, then my brothers and sisters, there is a single movement in our hearts. And the heartbeat of the church prays, "Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus." My brothers and sisters, this is our true desire. And just as we plan for important things in our lives, just as we plan for retirement, just as we plan for a big game, my brothers and sisters, there is nothing more important than the day when we will meet Christ Himself, the Son of Man in glory, face to face. That means that there is a universal judgment. There is a day when God, who is love, will set all things right. And the cries of the innocents, the cries of all the suffering of all the time, of all those things that have not been set right, as we gaze upon our history, the history of the world, and our personal history, that the Lord Jesus will come and vindicate injustice. He will set things right. In our first reading today, from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we abide in a particular place. Chapters 30 to 33 of Jeremiah have received the title, "The Book of the Restoration." These are verses and sayings and writings and prophecies of Jeremiah that he gave when Israel had lost everything. When the walls of the city had been destroyed. When the temple had crumbled. When Israel had lost her splendor. And he makes a prophecy that there will be a son of Jesse who will be the son of justice in those days and in that day. And the Lord will come for his city and she will be called the Lord our justice. My brothers and sisters, what is it that God is telling us? He is saying that he is the just one. That justice above all and before everything is a gift of God. God is justice. His ways are the just ways. And for us to be prepared to receive him, that means our hearts need to be conformed to his own. In that first reading, we see that Israel typified in the city Jerusalem, the city of God, the city of David, becomes wed to the Messiah. So that the name she receives is the Messiah's name. The just one, the one who is the sprout of Jesse, now weds Jerusalem to himself. So the Jerusalem is called the Lord our justice. The prophecy of Jeremiah is a prefiguration of the life of the church. And it is a life that St. Paul invokes all of us to be attentive to. The first letter to the Thessalonians is the first sacred writing we have in the New Testament. It was written in the year 51, probably, after Paul had completed his missionary journey to the Thessalonians. And he writes a letter to them. And my brothers and sisters, it is a letter infused with hope. Hope is an energy. Hope is electricity that gives us purpose in our lives. That means when we start to live in eager expectation for the coming of our Lord, our eyes, the gaze of our eyes, can be lifted off of the day-to-day from the anxieties, the troubles, and the stresses, and we look to our King, our Lord Jesus, who comes for us. Both St. Paul and the words of our Lord Jesus, his last teaching in the Gospel of Luke prior to his Passion, are both inspired by Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7 is a book written in a time of catastrophe for Israel. After four kingdoms had crushed the Israelite people and another one had come and put up the great abomination in the temple, Daniel has a vision. It is a vision of the throne of the Most High. And there is one who comes in power, the Son of Man, who approaches the Most High and imparts a kingdom to his beloved. St. Paul says that we are to receive love from God. That the love that is imparted to us in the Holy Spirit is to strengthen our hearts. Our hearts that are the new dwelling, the new sacred place, the new temple of God, where God, who is love himself, has chosen to dwell. And my brothers and sisters, this love is to abound in our prayer and in good works. And it is also to prepare us to be blameless in holiness, to stand before God the Father in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is St. Paul's way of saying that we are a kingdom of priests, we are a holy nation, and we are called to do everything in preparation for our Lord Jesus. And what is the gateway of the kingdom? What is the gateway of sobriety? What is the gateway of the Lord coming truly in our hearts? It is his manger. My brothers and sisters, the virtues of Bethlehem are the virtues of the heart that is prepared to receive the King in all his glory. Poverty, simplicity, humility. These are the straw in the wood that the Lord seeks. They are the virtues that allow us to come before us in our total poverty, in the humiliation of our sins and our weaknesses, of all those things that set us apart from God, and at the same time, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, to totally surrender ourselves to Him, to praise Him and to ask Him to make all things new in us. St. Cyril of Jerusalem says that there are two definitive comings of our Lord. His first coming in the immaculate womb of the Virgin, the child born and placed in the manger of Bethlehem, and his second coming, which will be his coming in glory. And my brothers and sisters, there is an intermediate coming between His coming in the flesh and His coming in glory. And it is the advent of our hearts. Advent is the disposition of the church. Advent is the pilgrim way of the whole church. Every Eucharist is a celebration of the coming of the Lord. When we come in poverty, in simplicity and humility, with bread and wine, and place them on the altar of God, and through the invocation of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ is born again. Jesus Christ is conceived anew in the heart of the church in the Most Blessed Sacrament. The Most Blessed Sacrament is the advent of the kingdom. The Most Blessed Sacrament is the center of the Christian life. In this Advent, we are called for our own hearts to be prepared for His coming in glory, to repent of our sins and to turn to stand before Him, to receive His love, His mercy, and also His justice. And my brothers and sisters, we also desire for there to be many mangers prepared for our Lord today, that the Lord Jesus may come in the simplicity, the poverty, and the meekness of the manger of our hearts.